What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Perhaps you are already feeling quite holidayed out. I hope not, because I'm about to introduce you to not one, but two holidays you may not know about. Christmas Eve is Tuesday, December 24th. The day before is Christmas Adam. New Year's Eve is Tuesday, December 31st. New Year's Adam is the day before, the 30th. If we look to the Bible, Adam came before Eve, therefore the Adams come before the Eves on the calendar. Just when you thought the season couldn't get any more cluttered with more holidays. Traditional Adams fare, at least at our place, includes local oysters on the half shell and sparkling wine. While the Eves are often larger, more social events, the Adams can be quiet, even romantic. Did you think I was talking about the winter solstice? Nope. But do you call it the shortest day of the year, or do you think of it as the longest night of the year? Do you live on Deer Isle or nearby? Today, 10 to 11:30, the Island Heritage Trusts invite you to gather around the balsam fir, tree of the winter solstice, according to Celtic folklore, to connect through story, poetry, and learning, followed by hot cocoa. This is happening at the fabulous Settlement Quarry Preserve in Stonington. But dress for the weather, people. No one likes a whiny solstice celebrator. IslandHeritageTrust.org for more information. But you gotta go. It's almost 10 o'clock now. If you're looking for a festive tale to read aloud during the holidays, do not, I repeat, do not go for The Fir Tree, written by Hans Christian Andersen. It was first published on December 21st in 1844. Its deep pessimism has been dampening Christmases, including mine, ever since. One takeaway, though, be in the moment. Enjoy just how fabulous you look today. Oodles of other uplifting solstice events are happening tonight. But you know me, laser-focused on literary and visual art happenings. Luckily, I've got more for you for this week. Are you a poet? Is now the time to join a writing group in Belfast? The Wheelbarrow Poets meet weekly on Tuesdays, so this week on December 24th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. The Belfast Poet Laureate, Maya Stein, sends out writing prompts ahead of time, and participants share work and discuss. It's open to writers age 18 and up. BelfastLibrary.org for more information. And shouldn't all of our towns have a poet laureate? Let's try to make that happen in 2025. You could work on a poem for the Dear Ago Democracy Project, provided you are a Maine poet who supports democracy. If you are, the Dear Ago Democracy Project wants you to submit one poem in opposition to the potential for the destruction of America's democracy. Selected works will be published in an upcoming anthology of poetry for nationwide distribution. DearAgoDemocracyProject.com for more information. The deadline for submission is an ironic January 20th. Today, join me at a reception and poetry reading at the Courthouse Gallery in Ellsworth, 4 to 6 p.m. The poetry reading begins at 5 and will include Kate Emlyn, Beatrix Gates, William Irvine, Stuart Kestenbaum, Carl Little, Emily Blair Stribling, and Caroline Sulzer, among others. Some with harder-to-pronounce names. I have to admit, I do sometimes discriminate against those with hard-to-pronounce names when selecting who to mention on air. The artists will include Jeffrey Becton, Judy Belasco, Ragna Bruno, Tom Curry, Frederica Marshall, Rosie Moore, Linda Packard, and the late Holly Mead and Emily Muir, and others. The gallery has scheduled a snow date for tomorrow, Sunday, 2 to 4. We should all be following their good example this time of year. Go to the Courthouse Gallery's website for more information. Also today at 6 p.m., doors will open at 5:30, the Lemoyne Community Arts is sponsoring a winter solstice open mic. More information is available on their website, lemoynearts.org. Got an event you want to publicize? Get it onto the WERU calendar at weru.org, and maybe it'll be featured here. It's so simple to post on the calendar. Go to weru.org, click on Community Calendar, choose Submit an Event. It's a simple form to use. Encourage your favorite event organizers to post here. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?